This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. It's April 14th, and this is your Local Talk at 4. I'm Shannon Sebastian. In studio with me today is Alan Painter.
Hello, Douglas County.
Sometimes he keeps you guessing. Is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here? But he's here today. And I'm just going to introduce you now, Abby. Abby Malik is in the studio. I just left the office. And so thank you for joining us today. And we're just chit-chatting for a little bit here. And we're going to cue in on what she's here to talk about today. But thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And being here in person and not on the phone.
Yeah,
this is exciting. Lots happening in here. If only everybody knew how silly we are. And then it's like, oh, time to have a radio show. Put on your headphones and let's go.
Yeah, ripping from the office at 3 minutes till. And it's like, oh, by the way, it's time to be on the radio.
That's not how it usually is. But today that is exactly how it was.
When I say, Shannon, don't you have a radio show in a few minutes here?
Yeah, I'm not good at running.
Well, what do you think about this winter?
Ugh.
Huh?
I can't believe I'm seeing pictures of flowers in bloom in a snowbed.
You told me you were making fun of me about false spring.
Yeah, fake spring. And then Carlos last week said it was going to snow. And I'm like, I deny this. I dislike this report immensely.
That happened. We know who our new whipping boy is.
Ugh.
He brought it on. I know we'll be thankful for it in August, but come on. Yeah, you know, it was 85 Thursday, golfing in shorts, and now a double jacketing up, going to the bank.
Well, I shear sheep a week ago Monday.
Ooh, and today she has some cold sheep.
So the little lamb or the sheep are out there going, I would like my fur back. I would like my hair back.
They're wet and cold.
Super glue.
Super glue. We actually just did that to our dog and took her to the groomers and had her completely shaved. And so two funny things about that. My husband told me that we need to put our dog on a diet because she was getting overweight before I took her in. And then when I brought her home, he's like, oh, she's so tiny because it was all this hair. And now she just goes around just shivering and she gets under any blankets possible. And I'm like, I feel bad now. We keep it 67 in our house and she's like freezing. I need to put a...
My dogs don't like the hail and the wind. They look for a bedroom and a bed to hide under.
To answer your question, I'm not a big fan. But you know what? It is National Humor Month, April. And so I don't know who thinks this is funny, but I'm thinking somebody does.
The good Lord.
I'm thinking he's like, let's keep them on their toes this week.
Yeah, all those folks talking about global, you know, weather change, you know, global cooling. I think he's showing us who's in charge.
Yeah.
You know, to wake
definitely
up and see the mountains on the Callahans and these low hills, and it's like, yep.
Okay, now that's beautiful. That's the part I absolutely do love. I do love driving home and seeing the Callahans covered in a blanket of snow. There's something about a fresh blanket of snow that makes everything beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It absolutely does.
Oh, yeah, I like it, too. In February.
Yeah.
You know,
when you're indoors and don't have to go anywhere, yeah. I can just enjoy it. Or vacation, maybe, even.
Yeah.
All
the girls in the office running outside like two-year-olds when the snow's coming down taking pictures. It's like, it looks the same in April as it does in December, you know, but, you know. You know,
we just don't get it very often here.
Oh, thank gosh. I'm still trying to get over the last snowpocalypse.
Yeah, snowpocalypse. Snowmageddon. Anyway, so we're glad. Glad. It doesn't look like it's going to warm up, though, anytime soon. So,
You wait. It'll be 90 here real quick.
Yeah.
We'll go from 20 to 90.
I can't say I'm ready, but
yeah,
I'd like some 75, 80 in there. But so... We're here celebrating, uplifting, and educating here on your Q today.
Also known as just hanging out.
And hanging out in the studio. Yep. And today we're educating because we have a important deadline coming up.
We do.
That Abby's here to tell us about.
Yep.
And I think that, honestly, when Alan was talking to me a little bit about this, it's like, I think a lot of people don't know how certain things work. So I think this is going to be a very educational piece today.
I do too. And I was very surprised, you know, and we talk about losing our rights. You hear a lot of that. And to see how we've had such a slow strangulation. I mean, if you back up and take a look at, you know, since the early 1900s, how slowly our rights have been getting diminished.
Yeah, dwindling.
Yeah, they really are. And it's one of those things. It's like in our lifetime, we may not have seen a lot. But if you step back and look at the whole, forest, the whole picture, and see what's happening, it's eye-opening. That's why I thought what Abby's message, what she was trying to accomplish, was very important. I mean, so I'll kind of let her dig into it, but I think there's a critical message, so don't change your channel. I think you all need to hear this. So,
So we're going to talk about voting today and registration in particular. So, Abby, I'm going to let you take it over here with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm no expert. Let me start with that. But we have primaries coming up, and what's really important, well, every year there's a primary, it's important, but this year we have a big governor race, we have a commissioner race, and I think a lot of people may not be aware of what their voter registration status is, if they are registered. People have until it's April 26 to get registered or change their party. If people are not registered in one of the two main parties, Republican or Democrat, the non-affiliated voters do not get to vote in the primaries.
See, and right there, that's what really caught my eye is, we've heard about the convenience of the voter registration, and mm-hmm. kind of made me think twice about that. Is how would you feel if somebody came up to you and said, "I'm sorry, I'm not letting you vote"? We would fight that, and I mean, we've had men die, mm-hmm. and yet we've now set up a system that automatically registers to people to vote, but yet, in a sense, takes away their ability to vote because they're voted independent. I think it really is maybe for younger people to really take this message who have relied on that motor voter registration. I mean, kind of on the track on this.
So, in 2022, we're all about convenience and... Mm-hmm. And what's easy, and as a kid gets their driver's license, goes into the DMV, and they get this, the DMV basically just gets them ready to vote, and if they don't specifically go in to change their vote to a party, they just go down into the system as a non-affiliated voter. And so then when the primaries come up, when those 18 and over people are waiting to see their ballot in the mail. Well, I mean, if they're tuned to it,
yeah.
Then maybe it doesn't show up. They're not sure, well, why didn't I get a ballot? Well, it's because you're down as a non-affiliated voter, and non-affiliated voters don't get to vote in the primary.
And at that point, it would be too late then, because it's already out.
Right. And you have to have your vote. I mean, your voter registration has to be established again by April 26th. You can't just go in the day of election and say, well, hey, I haven't received a ballot yet, but I'd mm-hmm. like to vote. It has to be done by April 26.
Well, I think, I really think the great irony here is we set up a system for so-called convenience, and yet we've made it inconvenient for you to do the right thing by getting your vote, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Doesn't matter. We all need to vote. And now we have a system now where you have to physically go down, or maybe go online, maybe I'm wrong, but make the effort to have to do that. And so through the convenience of this system, we're giving up our right to vote. And I don't think people understand that and the impacts it can have locally. You know, you may love a candidate and you never get to vote for him at all because he didn't win the primary. And so I think this is a topic that we all need to get really involved in. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't know if they ever do, but I don't have a voter registration card. I don't know if they ever gave me one. And so how would you know, Ab?
Well, how would you know? You could go on to the Secretary of State website to check. And it is the sos.oregon.gov/voting. You can get there from there to check your vote. I actually believe you can go online to change your registration as well through the Secretary of State's website, as well as you can go into the clerk's office, or there are forms at the post office too.
And so does that need to be just postmarked by that date if you're mailing one in, or you should probably not rely on that because it takes a good long time for stuff to get.
It does. And, you know, there's been some people that have looked into some postmark issues with ballots and those sorts of things with the post office. And I think it would be the safe bet would be to have it done.
Do online.
Before the 26th.
Or in person.
You know, and that's why I don't know, maybe I'm a little old fashioned, but voter day, I take mine and the office's ballots and we walk it down to the county clerk because, I don't know, just my opinion. I don't want to offend
anybody. And tradition.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things that I can look at. We've had, you know, men and women die for our right to vote. I think it's the least I can do, make an effort and walk down there. And, you know, it does feel good. I voted. They used to give me a sticker when you your polling place. And so.
Well, it's a constitutional right.
Yep.
And it's your civic duty. And it's not something that I really ever took very seriously as I was, you know, a young adult or, you know, even a young parent. But it's become pretty important. And I actually do remember, I'm an election baby, November 7th. And there was a family friend elected into politics the night I was born. And everybody left the hospital to run out and vote. And so I recall, growing up, my family, some people would work down at the little Deer Creek School, and our family would go down there and vote on election day. And it was a big deal. And I've never got to do that. And, you know, it is important. And for people who maybe question where their vote's ending up, they can walk it into the clerk's office.
Well, and that's it. You know, and like I said, it's a matter of convenience, but I guess convenience nice, but I don't think it should have to be convenient to do your duty, you know. I mean, a lot of people, like I said, pay the price. It wasn't convenient for them. So, I don't know, it makes the little bit of effort I can do by going down there and physically voting. And I know, unfortunately, it doesn't mean anything, but darn it, it means something to me. And I know I voted. I know it's not stuck in some post office box or on a desk somewhere. And so I know when I see that, you know, 100,442, that too would be one without me. So, you know, it's really important.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about this when we return. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, we're back, and here I am just chatting away, and every show that happens.
She almost missed it, folks.
Oh, I think I did miss it. I don't think there's an almost there. I think I was like, oh. Okay,
yeah.
That's my cue for your cue. So welcome back. This is Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian. with Alan Painter and Abby Malik, and we are talking about voter registration. We don't care what side of the fence you're on. We're caring about that you take that action to have a voice. And so earlier on, Abby, I kind of want to go back to something you were talking about. You know, if you went through the DMV and you didn't make a choice, or you didn't go in actively thereafter and make a choice, that you're an independent. So we've mentioned that that means that they don't get to vote in the primary, but there's kind of a bigger impact even with all these independents out there. So tell us about that.
So just in Douglas County, the number of registered Democratic voters is a little over 13,000. The number of registered Republican voters is a little over 32,000, and the number of non-affiliated is over 30,000 just in Douglas County. 30,000 non-affiliated voters, and they're actually the largest group or party in the state is non-affiliated voters, which means that large population of people, if they don't change their registration before April 26th, they won't get a vote in the primary for our governor race or any primary, for anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that was shocking. Yeah. You know, the number of independents, and you know, it's funny. I've heard people who take pride in being an independent. Well, there's different between being an independent as far as your party and being stuck with independent as far as your voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't care if it's an R&D. Well, you know, whether you, what party you pick. Well, I do care a little bit. So I'm not going to lie. But, you know, the important part is to get your voice out there. And you think of how many candidates didn't get to the general election because one third or more of the people couldn't vote for them.
Yeah, not even didn't, couldn't.
Couldn't.
Right.
Couldn't. How would you like somebody saying, sorry, you can't vote? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the state of Oregon did. I mean, I guess it's efficient, but they've left off a major thing, and that's allowing you to make your decision. And I would really implore everyone, take a look at the last 10 times you voted, and if you were 7 out of 10 for one or the other, at least register that so you got a voice. And even if your voice is a voice of against one person, at least you get to express your voice. I really think that the voter registration and mail-in voting has really, I hate to say it because it kills me, but cheapened elections to a degree because it's no effort. And so I think it's important that we get back and understand that one vote matters. You know, if you have 1 million votes and you lose one, you don't have 1 million anymore. So I think it's important. And so what are you seeing the reception to that and people you've engaged with? Were they aware? I know that the organization you're affiliated with has done some events at the car wash, I believe, or gas station.
Yes. So first of all, I would just...
Go ahead.
First of all, I would say this. Regardless of what party you may or may not relate with, just myself for an example, I would say that I've been pretty disappointed with a lot of people leadership-wise at the federal and state level for the Republican Party. But I'm going to keep my voter registration as a Republican so that I can vote in the primary, but I don't have to support financially or otherwise the Republican Party. And it's the same with either party. I would highly, highly suggest choosing a party that you most, you know, connect to register for, so that you do get that vote. You don't have to support them any other way besides getting that vote for yourself. So the locally, there are people who are affiliated, some with the Republican Party, some with a group of people that I've been hanging out with, and they set up some voter registration days at the gas stations. They had, I think there was 3 of them, Green, Sutherland, and maybe Tri-Cities. They hit, I think, along the I-5 corridor,
right,
which I think, got a lot of out-of-towners, which is still fine. But what better place to get people registered than the gas pump right now?
Especially right now.
Oh. Yeah. Or the grocery store.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that that people that I know have been doing, try to make an impact just locally in our own community, is trying to get the word out there about getting registered to vote and having that vote in the primary as either Republican or Democrat.
Well, what's your response? Have you guys seen people going out and embracing that and making the change, and
the
people that you talk to?
Well, I would say that as far as the gas pump, most of those people actually were registered, but it was good for them to know that they could check. They could go online and check or see if, I am non-affiliated. Right. I guess I better get, my vote registered so I can have that primary vote. And as far as, people hearing those numbers of the non-affiliated voters, both in the county and the state, I think, your reaction is pretty common. People are shocked. And I, up until probably this year, didn't realize the procedure as far as non-affiliated, not being able to vote in primaries. And, I know the Republican Party ballots are different than the, Democrat Party ballots, right, because it just depends on who their primary candidates are. But I didn't realize non-affiliated had no vote.
Yeah, that was absolutely shocking.
And the numbers are shocking to me, because I just feel like we always feel like the state is a certain way. Like, this one votes this way, up north goes this way, or like you could almost tell, but you don't think of, that's a lot.
Well, I think people are generally disillusioned with both parties, and so they don't want to even be connected to either one.
Or identify with it, yeah.
Right, they don't want to identify with it, which is understandable, but then you still want to be able to vote, to try to continue to make a difference in, that's what people need to be looking at, is these votes are important because these are the leaders that are making the most impactful decisions on your community, your county, your state, our schools, our agencies that regulate the count or the state. And so regardless of your party affiliation, regardless of whether or not you want to identify with maybe a party you previously identified with, these things affect every part of all of our lives. So that's why it's important to check, see if you're registered, get registered, ask your family, ask your friends, young kids over 18, talk with them, make sure they're registered, their address is correct, so that they can get those ballots and that people can get involved.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times it used to be done, and I'm going to date myself, but back in the day, like in civics class or at some way in school, is how my husband remembered registering. And he had no clue about anything back then. So he's just like, I don't know, I just picked one, which was, late years later, you're just kind of like, what? You don't even know what you want.
Shame on him.
Oh. There's been conversations.
Oh,
but
I had to vote for it. My first one we got to vote for was Reagan.
Yeah.
How does it not get any better than that right there?
Yeah, it does surprise me that some people maybe aren't aware or weren't sure, or they're like, oh, mine didn't come. It must have got lost in the mail. And they're realizing it's never coming because you're not affiliated with one of those.
Yeah, and it's
kind of
like,
one of the two parties.
I better get to that before next year, and it gets shoved to the side.
That's
why I thought Abby would be it was a great opportunity to have her on and discuss the importance of it. So
it's so important to have that voice, and it feels really empowerful when you do vote. I mean, it's kind of like when Ellen takes ours down to the courthouse, it's like, okay, we did our part, and it's a big thing for the whole day for us at the office.
It's patriotic, right?
That. Oh, well, it's
patriotic.
Is. I mean, no matter if you're thrilled with who your options were, or you're not, you did it. And for that reason, you're heard, it's your voice, and you did your, like you said, civic duty. And so that's a feel good.
Yeah, and sometimes it isn't voting for someone. You know, sometimes it's just picking the best of three you don't like. But, you know, sometimes it's voting against a person.
Yeah, that's
you know, it's
right.
just voting. I know, of course, my wife better never vote against me and cancel my vote. You hear that, honey? So, but, you know, it's pretty special. I think we've watered it down, and I think the recent elections have really illustrated the critical nature of it. And, my gosh, like I said, I hate to harp, but, you know, for the price that's paid for us to vote, when you know, how many times you turn on the news and you see elections in Iraq or something, and these people walk for, you know, miles and miles and stand in line for
days.
Days, literally.
Some of them.
And we won't even drop one in the mailbox.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me guilty even when I don't vote for a stupid, you know,
hey, they're
election.
All important, right? The water Absolutely. District, the school boards, the special elections, they're all important. And I didn't necessarily, you know, always think that. But
no, you didn't.
The last couple of years, at least for myself, that's changed. And I think that I would love to see Oregon go back to in-person, precinct by precinct, in-person, on paper voting.
With ID. Yeah. You know.
I don't know. Alan wants his sticker.
Yeah, well, I want my sticker.
I was actually just told a couple of weeks ago, a gal that works locally with their Republican Party on the legislative committee, that in the last session, they did just vote to make some changes to where in Oregon, you'll be able to go online to get registered, and all you'll need is a social security number.
You're kidding.
No. And that there will be organizations that will be paid to help people go online and do that, like refugees, illegal aliens.
See, people? That's yep. why we need to be aware.
Well, we have already come to our next break. This is just flying by. So we'll be back. This is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN and FM 93.99.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN, and I messed up that, but that's okay.
Do you have a cue?
Local Talk at 4.
Oh, that's a clue. You don't have a clue. You got a cue.
I don't have a clue, but I needed a cue. And I need my little script and my little thing. Well, you know, we're rebranding here. They're redoing it. And I normally have it right there and slipped Whoops. In my head today. That's just been one of those days. But it is local talk at 4.
Local.
It's the local. Oh, good gravy. I have no reason for that.
And it's time for...
So normally it's time for the local business buzz, but sometimes people get sick and sometimes things happen. So we won't be doing that quite today. So
they told us to buzz off.
We're just going to keep going with what we're talking about.
Well, all 12 of our listeners will appreciate it, I'm sure.
They'll be like, we understand. Okay. You really can't help it sometimes when people don't feel good at the last minute. So
I know that's one of my fears, that you get sick and I'm stuck on here just talking to myself for an hour.
Well, I have ran out the door one time on him, Abby, and left him
hanging.
And then I did have COVID in August.
Yeah,
so
I had no idea. She just disappeared. I'm sitting here and it's like, holy smokes, what do you talk about?
I'll be like, I'll be right back. And then I just left and he's in here all by himself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
Glad there was no video feed. I have a deer in the headlights look that day.
Oh, anyway. Well, Abby, thank you for being on here. We really appreciate it. And I think this has been super informative for people, too. And one of the things that we talked about was we may not like things a certain way or this or that, or we're unhappy with whatever it may be. There's multitudes, unfortunately, of things we could mention. But if you don't, to make change happen, you have to do. You have to get up and you have to do something. And you're a doer. And you're a mountaintops kind of gal. Like, I'm going to get at the top of this mountain. I'm going to tell y'all what you should be doing. So you're super motivational. So I really want to say that I appreciate your Facebook. I appreciate when you say, I normally don't say things, but I'm going here this time. Then I read it from top to bottom, just so you know. Because I think that when people aren't always crying wolf all the time, and then when they do say, hey, pay attention, it's something, you know, that's the type of person that I appreciate that you're getting out there and you're being a doer. And I know that it's exhausting as somebody that doesn't say no a lot. I have that issue that it can be really taxing and exhausting. So sometimes these little perks and pep me up talks can just keep you going that one more day. And I want to be that for you to say, this is really important that everybody knows their rights, or, you know, the backstory to some of these other things that we put through and thought might have been the greatest idea, but there's some tweakings that need to be done. So I appreciate you coming on here, and
I appreciate you having me
and informing the community.
You know, and that is a great point. And for those of you that are sitting there saying, well, I don't know what to do, I'm not one to get involved, I'm not, you know, I've known Abby since she was below my knee height. And I, to be completely honest, Abby has never been this person either. You know, it's just lately that she's gotten a passion. So if you're sitting there saying, I'm not one to get involved, I don't know where to start, I don't know. Abby didn't either. And today she's really on fire. She steamrolls me sometimes. But, you know, it's passion. And that's, you know, one of the easiest things to spread to other people is passion. And so, Abby, a little back, what happened? I mean, like I said, I've known you forever. You were a good 4-H'er and a ranch girl. And
still are.
Have 100 kids.
Still are. And then it's like somebody lit a spark.
Well, actually, it's funny you said the spark thing, because I feel like, oddly, this starts kind of during the Glide fires. We were thrown into a emergency situation, and somehow I got myself right in the middle of it. You know, the local guys were calling me dispatch, and I had people all over the county that I didn't know reaching out to me on Facebook via Messenger and stuff like that, like, hey, where do you need us to go, what do you need, you know, what supplies do you need gathered and taken where. And I had equipment coming in on Lone Rock Road on Thursday when Glide was still shut down to everyone, and we were fighting fire on our own, and I've never ran a fire situation. But here I found myself in the middle of it, and then for the next several weeks as far as recovery, which was a very unusual situation for me to have been in. And I didn't really understand it at the time, but I think now in retrospect, I just feel like it was a path that I was put on to
It really, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but sometimes the good Lord just grabs you and says, it's time to go in the deep end. I've been trying to get you here gradually, inch by inch, and you haven't been listening. And sometimes he just grabs a hold of us and says, oh, this way. and to see how you were involved in the whole Glide fire, I was like, holy smokes. I mean, it was amazing what you guys did up there.
Well, and my aunt and I talked about it one day, and she's like, it's just so weird you're in this position, because it did kind of evolve into being on, you know, the recovery portion of it and working with the commissioners and contacting senators and, you know, just kind of fighting for our Glide community people and what was in their best interests. And then next thing you know, it's 1st of January, and I had a girlfriend call me on a Saturday night and said, hey, I feel like we need to be in Washington, D.C. this week. And I was like, really? Just the two of us? And it was kind of a scary thought, because it was just us two women. And I'd seen rallies that had happened in D.C. the previous month, and a lot of bad things that happened, especially after dark within, you know, these groups. And it was literally last minute, but we went. It was a really incredible experience that I would have never imagined I would have gone through and seen and been a part of. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of negative things that were put out in the media about it. But what I experienced, and everyone I've talked to who was also there at that time, January 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, it was a really incredible time that most people had a really positive feeling about. And I remember walking around in the monuments and memorials on January 7th and just kind of wondering about what in the heck was going on with what had happened the night before. And the sun came out and it was beautiful. And I just had this, you know, feeling kind of set over me, that this feeling of peace that everything was going to be fine, but that we had some work to do ahead of us. And basically, since I came back from that, I feel like I've been on this kind of path that's brought me to here to talk about voter registration today.
You have that experience, you're back there, and the good Lord just puts it on your heart, and you say, oh, now I see what you meant. This is where I was supposed to be. Now, the whole situation, of course, we've all heard the negative, must have kind of cheapened your experience. I mean, here you have a real positive experience, and all we hear on the news is negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you go a little bit deeper on some of the positive experiences you had there and how they shaped you from that point on?
Well, when we got on the plane in Seattle, from that time, going to D.C. and then getting back off the plane in Seattle, we just said, well, now the magic's ended. It was every person that you saw, you made eye contact with immediately. And, you know, this is coming at a period of time where we'd been wearing masks, we've been on lockdowns. And so, you know, humanity was taking a hit. But people were immediate to look you in the face and smile. Every walk of life, every nationality of people, families, single people, couples, groups of women, just really every group of people that we came across, whether we were at a prayer rally or we were in line to get into the Ellipse, every person we came across in conversation was a blast to talk to. Everybody was kind of on a similar high as far as positivity and the feeling of just being with Americans, you know, in this great historic place and time.
Well, and I think that's good, you know, really the most important part right there, what you just said. We were there as Americans, not a party, yes, it was motivated by a candidate, but that kind of goes in the back too.
Right.
I mean, just to be there with your fellow Americans, loving your country and appreciating those that came through, you know, before you, and the sacrifices that they made to get you where you are. I mean, I can't envy you that there. So,
Well, when we got on the plane in Seattle, there was a gal who walked up and down the aisle and handed out little flags. And as we landed in D.C., everybody held up their little flags and sang the national anthem.
Say, doesn't get any better than that.
Mm. That's priceless.
It was great.
So now it's led you down to voter registration and everything else, so you can see how
and you're
good
here
Lord,
today.
I'm know, here today.
Well, it's like how he uses that, you know, and who knows what's tomorrow. So, you know, that just shows you what I was telling before about it. If you think you you're not wanting to get involved, this is the way it happens. You know, you just pick up a spark from your neighbor, a friend, whatever. And no matter how small of a piece of load you carry, I mean, if we all get together and carry a little bit of load, you know, we can accomplish great things. So, you know, and that's what we've seen, unfortunately, with some of the more radical elements is that they've been mobile. And I think it's a time for us to rise up as a people, no matter what party you're in.
It's what the country was built on, right?
Absolutely.
That's a great note to go to break on. That's what we're built on. Be back in just another couple commercials. Talk to you in a few.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue, Local Talk at 4. It's 4:53, and we're back with more. Went so fast.
And I let me tell you to our 12 readers, the listeners, I do apologize for not speaking clearly into the microphone. Shannon has corrected me.
He got a little tin canny there.
I got a little bit tinny. Sorry. There was nothing wrong with your radio. It was the operator on this side.
And thank you from Qua Survival for always sponsoring the local business buzz. Again, had a little tweak today, and our person couldn't be here, but we're so grateful for their sponsorship, and Carlos and the team out there are great.
Oh, love, matter of fact, love Carlos, I called and the boys.
In like 2 seconds or less, Alice answered the phone and said, hello. And I'm like, forgot to get the name.
So you got the name?
I have a lucky winner here, and I'll
roll it.
The lucky winner today, so of a $25 gift certificate to Carlos that he donates every week at Umpqua Survival, is Glenn Stevens. So Glenn, I'll be calling you after the show to make sure you know about that. Congratulations. Everybody can go in there and sign up every week. It's a new batch of names.
Yep.
And you can also go to the 541 newsradio.com. On the podcast part, there's a banner that has a QR code. You can go to their website and fill out that information to also get entered. They just added that part, that feature last week. So that's kind of techie and new, but
going
it
high tech, people.
Going high tech. We got a QR code. I don't know what that means, but I know what it looks like.
Yeah, you know, what's it stand for?
You scan.
Well, I know what it is, but what's it stand for?
I don't know. QR.
So it probably
somebody
does.
Will tell us.
All right.
Google me. Well, Google it. Google it. That's my favorite place.
Google Shannon's it. Solution to everything. Google it.
Well, so, it's not a bad solution.
So, continue a little bit more talking to Abby. So you made track back, and I know you got back, and the fire continues. I mean, here we are in April.
Mm-hmm.
15 months later,
mm-hmm.
and you're still busy. So, can you tell us a little bit of what's going on? I mean, I know you're involved with an organization.
Mm-hmm. So last spring, I was actually with a group of community members that had kind of mutual concerns about some things. And we met with one of the commissioners, Commissioner Freeman. And in that meeting that day, he had made a comment about how, you know, the governor doesn't really care about three county commissioners. But when those commissioners join with other counties and they can form a coalition and they have more numbers and a bigger voice. And he said, what, you know, you need to do is you need to form a coalition. And so over time, but this summer with, again, mutual people in the community, mutual frustrations, concerns, a handful of us that didn't even all know each other kind of were getting together and we were like, hey, you know, we're tired of just sitting here watching the world go by and not knowing what to do. Let's do something. And so we formed a coalition for Douglas County.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. So we got this group of people together and we decided, hey, let's see where some of our leaders stand. Let's, you know, see where our sheriff stands as far as regarding the Constitution. We called him and went and met with him the next day with about 55 mutual community members and had a great meeting with him. And then next day went in and met with one of the commissioners. And again, you know, about 65, 70 people showed up that middle of the morning on a weekday to meet with the commissioner. And since then we just kind of meet regularly I'll get official and read our little mission statement.
All right.
But it's basically, it's just a group of people in Douglas County, residents of the county. This group is dedicated to peacefully working together to protect our freedoms by taking intelligent action, offering real solutions to those in power, standing with each other when needed, and using the Constitution and its supporting laws as our indisputable platform. So it's nonpartisan.
Well,
that's
exactly what I would say. People, take note. That's the one thing you didn't hear, Republican or Democrat.
Right.
So it's open to Americans.
Yeah. We're basically Team America.
Well, I was blessed to have gone to a first meeting. I don't know, it was 3-4 weeks ago, and Sheriff Hanlon was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed with the quality, not just, you know, the speakers, but of the audience. It seemed a lot of times you get involved, you know, go to something like that. It turns into a kind of a rabble-rouse complaint session. And this was a really productive group, and I really enjoyed going to it. So if somebody wanted to participate in that, when are the meetings?
Well,
where can they find out information?
We normally get together since August. We've been getting together on Mondays, but this month it's Fridays. We have a website, actually. It is DCC. I'm sorry, let me start that over. DCCitizens.org. So it's under construction, but that'll get you to find us.
Well, you know, if you're tired of being, you know, seeing things happen around you, things happening to you, be part of the solution. Step up. It doesn't take much.
Do
a little bit. If nothing else, go to one of these meetings, get informed, go to their website, get on their Facebook. I mean, we're seeing a real small minority controlling the whole direction of our country right now. And it shows you the impact small vocal minority can have. So if you're tired of it, let's be part of a new small vocal minority and change the direction, let people know.
And it's grassroots.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's it.
It's time.
Our music's on. We're done for the day. So, all right. Abby, thank you for being on. Alan, always a pleasure. And we'll be back next week with more Your Cue.
Happy Easter, everybody.